It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And here's the question we're asking. 651-641-1071. What is the food you always have a stash of? Like, you always keep a stock of this particular food item in the house at all times. 651-641-1071. And the only reason I'm asking is because I grocery shopped today.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. And like, we, and I, first of all, I wondered, does everybody have like stash foods? And I'm not talking about your pantry. Like, I know you always have your garlic salt and your cinnamon. I know those things. I'm talking like, here's some examples at our house.
All right.
Pepperidge Farm Goldfish.
Yum.
At all times. Must be present and accounted for in the Lindstrom house. That is primetime snack food for all of my children. And if we ever ran out, it would be like a DEFCON 1 emergency situation.
We don't have goldfish.
Where are the goldfish? Okay. So, for example, 651-641-1071. What's the food you always have a stash of? And Holly, break in when we get any calls. We're having
fabulous.
We're having some technical difficulties.
Well, we do have one caller. Finish your thought, and then
that is my thought. I'm done now.
Oh, okay.
Who do we have?
It's Jack.
Hi, Jack. Jack, what is the food you always have a stash of?
Well, I actually have two that you may appreciate. I like the Blue Diamond almonds, wasabi and soy sauce almonds.
Those are real good.
Bag of those. Or I'll get the chocolate-covered almonds from Starbucks. I got to have almonds.
All so good. I like that.
Almond lover.
Yes. Thanks, Jack, for
thanks,
your call.
Jack.
See, those, and everybody has something like that. That's their snicky snack food that
snicky
they
snack
you
food.
Don't, you can't run out of, because if you run out of it, people will not be kind in the home.
Yeah.
651-641-1071. What is the food you always have a stash of, Bradley Trainer?
Oh, you're asking me? Oh,
sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Carrot sticks and celery sticks? No.
Okay, you're lying. Why? That is a lie.
I will say, I'm, you might find this actually bizarre. I, in my family, am not the snacker. Do you know who the snacker is? Well, there's only one other person.
Wheezy.
Yeah, actually, she is a snacker. She's always getting treats. But Jamie he's the one who will lose his stuff if there are not certain things in the pantry.
Mm-hmm. What are his snacks that
his go-tos that I have to make sure are, well, because I do the shopping.
Right.
It's not like, you know, whatever. But anyway, so it's my
it's
job.
It's not like he's going to leave.
Yeah, he's like, you didn't supply me with enough beef jerky. I'm out. Beef jerky and almonds.
Oh.
Those are the snicky snacks that must be in the pantry at all times.
What kind of beef jerky do we like?
I get the ones at the Costco. They have steak strips.